It's time for another summer road trip. We are winding down this series of road trip ideas. You guys have submitted so many wonderful trip ideas, and today we are going to Arizona. We already went to Tucson, but this time we're going to be more in the Phoenix, DuPage, Flagstaff, and Sedona region. This is a destination idea submitted by our listener, Maria. She did a mother-daughter trip here.
I love this so much. This trip spans 5 days and 800 miles. And I bet they saw some truly, truly incredible things. And I'm super excited to dig into it because the hotels specifically are not Hyatts. And as we like to point out, it's always fun when we have an alternative to a Hyatt.
Yes, it is. And we learned recently that the Wyndham Hotel program is pretty strong.
Yeah.
And so today we're going to get into a couple Wyndham options, which I really like. These are the hotels that Maria stayed at. We're going to start in Phoenix, drive up to Flagstaff, around Sedona, and back. So first, a La Quinta Inn and Suites, which is in the Wyndham program. Then up in Flagstaff, there's a DoubleTree by Hilton, which she actually did a points and a Hilton gift card combined to pay for that stay, which is fun. There was no free breakfast, but there is warm chocolate chip cookies, so that is worth noting. And then over in Sedona, the Cocapelli Inn is a Wyndham property. 30,000 Wyndham points does include free breakfast, which wasn't listed on the reservation, but a small grab-and-go selection, like a yogurt machine, some fun things. So a little bit of breakfast included in that. And then back towards the airport when you're flying out, maybe if you did have to fly to then ultimately do this road trip, there's a Courtyard by Marriott. Phoenix has a lot of points and miles options. There's no shortage of availability for hotels in the Phoenix area.
Yes. And she did mention that her Wyndham miles came from the Wyndham Earner business card, in case anybody's interested in looking into that. We asked her what time of year she visited, and she said spring break was the absolute perfect weather, mid-70s, full sun. She said she really can't imagine this trip at all in the summer months, but she thinks spring, fall, and winter would be pretty nice.
Yeah, I went in the winter, actually, to Phoenix, and I drove up to Flagstaff. We went over to the Grand Canyon. That was a pretty famous trip for us. We went for a bowl game, a football bowl game for Clemson. Go Tigers. Anyone out there may remember us crushing Ohio State. Sorry, Buckeye fans. It actually was very close. It was a thrilling game, actually, one of the most my favorite memories. Really fun bowl game. So we went to that in Phoenix, but we drove up to Flagstaff and over to the Grand Canyon while we were there. That road from Phoenix to Flagstaff, it's like the most dangerous road in America. I'm not even kidding. Yes, I didn't even know that until later, and someone told me that, and I was like, oh, legitimately it is. And there was a snow, because of the elevation change, there was a snowstorm that came through. We're driving this rental car, have never driven on this road before, literally white out conditions. At one point, we could not see in front of us. It was maybe one of the most terrifying drives of my entire life, but we made it to Flagstaff and ultimately made it to the Grand Canyon, where we saw absolutely nothing because it was completely fogged in. You could see nothing. So I always tell people I've been to the Grand Canyon. I haven't actually seen the Grand Canyon, but I've been there. And then we ultimately went back down to Phoenix. So we didn't have a lot of time to go in the Sedona area. So I'm glad that Maria is bringing all of this up. But that was the winter time. So Phoenix was a great temperature, but the snowstorm up in Flagstaff was a little much.
That is so funny to me, the variation that occurs not even that far apart.
Yes. Oh, such variation.
Crazy. All right. Well, let's talk through the local restaurants because she gave us some really nice listings of local restaurants here.
Yeah. In Paige, she says the Barnyard has great food, has mini golf, which my family, we've mentioned on the podcast, we mini golf everywhere. So we love a good mini golf. There is bar, indoor and outdoor seating, outdoor games, super family friendly. So if you want to look into the Barnyard, their website is lakepowellbarnyard.com.
Yes, and I will link that in the show notes because that's great. Now, she said near the Grand Canyon, the Arizona Steakhouse is good with views of the canyon, hopefully if the canyon is clear. And she said the bread pudding is the best, not to be missed. So I've never in my life had bread pudding. I'm not sure I even know what it is. Do you know what bread pudding is?
I know in my mind, but I don't know how to describe it. Wet bread is what it really equates to. I know that. I'm sorry, Maria. That does not sound inspiring based on my description of sweet wet bread.
No, sounds horrible.
But that is basically what it is.
But I guess people like it. Well, now I have to try it, though, and I have to go here to try it because I don't want to try it somewhere else and then have not the best and then think it's gross, and then I go try it here and it's good. So, you know, let's just take a little road trip just to try bread pudding.
Yeah.
Okay. In Sedona, she said El Rincon Restaurante Mexicano and free chips and salsa on the table. My favorite thing about Mexican restaurants.
Yes.
And it's located in an arts and shopping village that I'm truly not even going to attempt to pronounce, but I will happily spell it for you guys. It's TLAQUEPAQUE. And I think I would just butcher it ultimately, so I'm not going to try.
We do have kind listeners. I will say, guys, we mispronounce things so frequently. We do try very much, but you guys don't come for us. I hear so many other podcasters and content creators talking about how people just tear them apart for mispronouncing things. You guys have been so generous with us for the most part.
So kind. So gracious.
Another restaurant to hit up in Sedona is Mooney's Irish Pub, which was actually recommended to Maria by their hotel manager. And I always love a local recommendation because someone who lives and eats there all the time knows all of the options, recommended it. She had fish and chips and a Sedona sunset drink, which sounds like the perfect thing.
Yeah, really does. Okay, so as far as can't miss activities, there is something called the Lower Antelope Canyon Tour, which is with Ken's Tours. Antelope Canyon is part of Navajo Nation, and you must pay for a guide to see the canyon. So you can't just wander in here on your own. That's restricted. They paid $55 a person plus tip. And that sounds super reasonable to me. She said your guide will explain the geology and some history, and they will also be your personal photographer in the canyon and show you how to adjust your phone for the perfect canyon shots. I mean,
love that.
With all of that, I'd say $55 is a major steal.
Yeah, that's a great price. And you do know that they have that knowledge to get the perfect shot. They know the right angles and the right settings.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
cool. Okay, another thing you don't want to miss, of course, is Horseshoe Bend. And here there's $10 parking, so just so you can kind of have in mind all the fees, because that's the thing that adds up on trips, right? Mm. You plan to go on all these trips, and then you get kind of nickel and dime with fees places that you don't realize you're going to have to pay. So $10 parking fee there, 10-minute gravel walkway over to view the Colorado River. Maria did go midday just to see it and take some pictures, but at sunrise and sunset, that's when it's really spectacular. It's going to be crowded, guys. This is this is one of the most famous photo spots in our country. So for sure crowded, but she said there was still lots of space for great views and small little bits of hiking around the top. So it's one of those things that's so iconic that no matter if there are crowds or not, you don't want to miss it. And if you're an East Coast person, this is one of those times that I always recommend stay on East Coast time because you can get there for sunrise because it's like 3 hours different for you, two or 3 hours different, right, from your other time zone. So it's easier to wake up early and beat the crowds.
Absolutely. All right, moving on to a classic suggestion, which is Grand Canyon National Park. $35 entrance fee for $35 entrance fee per vehicle. But as we know, if you visit multiple parks per year, you can get the America the Beautiful Pass. It's $80, or we've talked about previously a few ways to hack that a little bit. She said there were absolutely no lines getting into the park. They arrived at 11 a.m., entered and started at the visitor center, then walked the rim to Mather's Point. She said the views were absolutely incredible from the rim. They use the shuttle bus system to travel around the park, which is great. And she said they spent about 4 hours there walking, eating, and exploring. I love that you can spend that much time there. It's not like you just show up, kind of pop over the edge, and then that's it. Like, you can really make the most of it. And I think that's really fun. Also, yeah. I guess it's important to note that during spring break, you can see into the canyon, it sounds like, yeah, or at least on that hopefully. Particular day.
Yeah, and I want to note, everybody, we are aware of the wildfires out west right now, and I have personally been so sad, just devastated to read, more so along the north rim. So this is entering more the south rim side. The north rim, the Grand Canyon Lodge, which was so historic, has officially burned in the fires. Visitor Center, I mean, it is gut-wrenching, all the fires and what they're taking up there. So, you know, look into these things before you travel, especially if you go this time of year during wildfire season. Things are always changing. Stay up to date, stay alert. And we really just hope that they build all of that back quickly. It's not the same, you know, history has been lost, but I know that the views will still be there in the end. And we just pray that they're able to rebuild and it will be even better than before.
And yeah, and for the safety of everyone involved as well. Absolutely. It is really, really sad to see all of that happening. All right. So after Grand Canyon National Park, the next on her can't miss activities list is in Sedona, starting with Bell Rock Pathway. She said the trails are well marked. There's so many friendly people out there, and it is family and dog friendly, which that is really important. A lot of people travel with their dogs and their kids. It's good to know when a trail is good for the kiddos and good for the dogs.
And if you do end up in Sedona at sunset, you're going to want to go over to Airport Drive. It costs $3 to park at the top of the airport road. There's a really large parking lot, an attendant there, and they watch the sunset with a few hundred other people, a few hundred other closest friends. But she said it is absolutely worth the winding road up to the top. And this is where the other side of that coin of being, say, on East Coast time comes into play. Last time I went out west in the summer when the sun sets really late in the day, I could never stay awake until sunset.
Right. I think you got to pick one or the other depending on what time zone you're coming from, for sure.
Okay. So now to access all of this and make this trip happen, I mean, this is truly a road trip. You start in Phoenix, maybe you have to fly into Phoenix, but then you rent a car and you have to drive around to all these places. So getting a rental car at the Phoenix airport, when Maria looked into this, Thrifty had the best rate for 5 days. She paid with a Venture X because it had good car rental insurance. That's kind of her tip, but you got to look into, depending on which credit cards you have, what benefits do they have, what elite status do they give you with different rental car programs, because a lot of them come with good Hertz status, etc. But I tend to always go for the cheapest no matter what.
Yeah, same. Yeah, so look at AutoSlash, guys. Look at Costco. But also, obviously, it's worth looking into Thrifty specifically, although they should come up on some of those aggregator sites as well. So the Wyndham Earner business was how she did 3 nights of the hotels. And she said there were several options of big brands in all the locations, but she had these 50,000 miles that she'd earned from the Wyndham business earner card, as I mentioned earlier. And she wanted to use points for hotels. She did not want to be paying cash. So this was a great way to use those points. She said it was her first time ever staying in Wyndham, which is awesome that they were able to basically do 3 nights of this trip with that sign-up bonus from that card. And she said the La Quinta Inn and Suites was comparable to a Hyatt Place, which is good to know. She said very clean, free breakfast. That's what we like to hear. Keep those free breakfasts coming.
Oh, yeah. And then her flights to and from Phoenix. So she flew from Philadelphia, which is an AA hub. She flew on AA. She got those miles from an AA Advantage card. It was 11,500 miles per person on the way there. And then the way back, it was still American Airlines, but it was booked through Alaska. So it was 12,500 points each, plus taxes and fees.
Yeah, amazing. Absolutely amazing. So why people should visit The views are absolutely breathtaking. She said she has a camera roll that's just chock full of pictures and videos. It doesn't even come close to capturing how beautiful Arizona is. She's been researching for 2 years. She recommends a resource, which is the Facebook group on Sedona Travel. I'm going to see if I can find this specific group and tag it in the show notes for you guys so you can look that up and join it if you want to emulate this trip. She said it's worth all the planning on paper and in her head. She bought the return ticket 2 nights before they left and booked all the hotels the night before they arrived.
This is shocking to me, especially because the research had been going on for 2 years. Maria, wow. We need to know more about this last minute magic you pulled off.
I love this. All I want to do is be a person who could just be like, tomorrow, we're going tomorrow. Kind of like Lindsay was telling us recently about how they were just like, going to New York. We're just doing it. We're going to see a play on Broadway. Like, I love that kind of life.
Me
That's
too.
My thing.
Me too. Well, not tell there us what right now.
Oh, no. No, no, no. Tell us what surprised her about the location.
Yeah, she said, kind of like we alluded to earlier, Arizona has so many amazing landscapes. There's deserts. You're going to see cacti, snow, mountains, winding roads, you know, the redness in Sedona and the rocks. They don't have a lot of roadways, which is kind of weird, like 2 or 3 main roads. And just being from, Maria is originally from New Jersey. She said, we have flat farmlands and beaches, and you can get anywhere 10 different ways. So it was kind of weird to her that it's like, no, there's a couple really main roads that kind of everything goes on this road or that road. And just with the variety in the landscapes. And I think that's what struck me too when I was in this area. It's just shocking that in that couple hours it takes you to drive from Phoenix to Flagstaff, it's changed dramatically.
I got to go. I got to try it out. I love the idea of just 2 or 3 roads and not 10 ways to get everywhere. You know, I come home from work a different way, like every single night. Like,
do you really?
Let's go there. I mean, obviously, eventually I start repeating ways, but there's always partway through the drive, I'm like, looks like it's getting a little backed up at this stoplight. I'm going the other way. I don't like to wait. I just want to get home. But I like the idea of just like big stretches of road, and that's the way you go.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this summer road trip. And if you'd like for us to keep doing mini trip ideas like this and our midweek minis, the summer road trip series may end, but you can still submit ideas to us for other, especially domestic destinations all around the country that people can visit using points and miles. We love to give people trip ideas. So we will still probably keep this format going, but the official end to the summer road trip series is coming near. So we hope that you have had a great summer, and we hope to hear from you in our Facebook group. Join us there. Tell us all about your adventures.
Okay, guys, we will see you next week. Bye.
If you enjoyed this show today, please consider writing us a review or clicking 5 stars wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please subscribe and follow along so that you never miss an episode.
You can follow the podcast on Instagram or YouTube at Wonderland on Points Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Family Travel for the Win with the number 4.
And you can find me on Instagram at Points to Wonderland.
If you're thinking about getting a new travel rewards credit card, consider using the links in our show notes. Using our links helps to support us and keep our podcast going so we can provide you with all the latest tips and tricks when it comes to traveling on points.
And if you aren't sure which card is right for you, shoot us an email at wonderlandonpoints@gmail.com. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you here next time.